Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? Welcome to Gregory's Stories and Talk Radio. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio. Today, I ain't going to waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. Going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. I waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I've waited three weeks for you to come to me. Going down just a little bit. I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. in my car because you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. I'm sleeping in my car because you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. No more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. That's right. Welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. Now, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio. And today's subject matter is we're talking about the NBA playoffs. That's right. This is the end of the NBA season, and we'll be talking about how the teams are lining up, getting ready for the playoffs in the NBA. So we're going to be talking about the records of all of the teams, the top 10 teams in the Western Conference and the top 10 teams in the Eastern Conference. And then we'll talk about the play-in, which is the last four teams in the conference, how they'll be competing for the last two spots in the conference. And the playoff will be the last eight teams in the conference that will play for the number one position for the conference and the number one positions for the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. We'll play for the NBA Finals Championship position. they will be the number one basketball team in the world, at least in America. They will be America's number one basketball team, pro basketball, in the NBA. So let's start off with the Western Conference, and let's go through their record and the teams in the order that they are lined up right now. First off, let me ask DJ Papa D, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing all right. G Money, thank you for asking.
All right, well, that's good. Are you ready to talk some NBA basketball with us today? Because we got a
lot of people. We can talk some NBA basketball.
Waiting to hear what's going on. Okay, so we're going to start with the Western Conference, and we're going to go through it real slowly. So I just want for you to tell me the order of the teams that are playing and tell me what their record is, okay? Can you do that?
Okie dokie, Smokey.
All right.
In first place in the Western Conference are the Phoenix Suns with a record of 63-17.
63-17. That means they've played 80 games. How many games do they play in the NBA?
That's a good question. I think they only have two more games left, so that would make it 82 games, but let me just check that to be sure.
All right. So 63-17, they got a good record to be the number one team in the Western Conference. And we'll find out if they're the best team in the NBA, because we don't know who the number one team in the Eastern Conference is, and we'll have to compare to see who has the best team in the NBA, has the best record in the NBA. So 63-17 is the Phoenix Suns, and they're number one
right.
in the West Conference.
And the Phoenix Suns only have two more games left, so that would make it a total of 82 games.
All right. So they're playing 82 games in the NBA, people. For those that didn't know, they're playing a total of 82 games. And so far, they've played 80. At least most of the teams have played 80. We may find one or two teams that haven't played 80 games yet. So they're still working on getting their 80th game played. But this is the standing in the Western Conference. Now, so Phoenix Suns is number one team in the Western Conference with a record of 63-17. That means they played 80 games and they have two games to play. Okay, so they're in first place. What about second place?
In second place are the Memphis Grizzlies with 55 wins and 24 losses.
55-24? That's 79 games. Wow. There are three games. Is that three games? Yeah, they're three games behind the first place team with 63 wins. They've only gotten 55 wins? Oh, wait a minute. They're way behind. 63-55. They're eight games behind the first place Phoenix Suns. And that's the Memphis Grizzlies are 55-24. Okay. They're in second place. What about the third place team?
In third place, we have the Golden State Warriors with 50 wins and 29 losses.
Golden State Warriors are in third place with 50 wins and 29 losses? Wow. They're 5 games below second place, and they're 5-8, 13 games behind the first place team. Oh, man. Is there going to be a battle for the championship? I wonder. The first place team is so far out ahead, it's going to be hard for anybody to catch the Phoenix Suns. Okay, so now, what's the fourth place in the Western Conference?
In fourth place are the Dallas Mavericks with 50 wins and 30 losses.
Okay, so they got the same number of wins as the Golden State Warriors, except they got one loss more than the Golden State Warriors. Okay, so they're one game behind the third place team, and they're, 13? And 18, they're 19 games behind the first place team. So that's Golden State Warriors in third place, in fourth place. No, wait a minute. I'm lost. Phoenix Suns, Memphis Grizzlies, and then Golden State Warriors. And who is fourth place?
Dallas Mavericks.
Dallas Mavericks. Okay. And they're 20-something games behind the first place team. All right. And they're two games behind the third place team. Okay. So
Golden State is in third place, and they're 50 and 29. Dallas Mavericks in fourth place are 50 and 30. So they have the same number of wins, you know. They're both five games behind the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, but they got one loss more than the third place team. So the Dallas Mavericks are one game behind the third-place team in losses. They got the same win record, but their losses is one game more. So they play one more game than the Golden State Warriors have played. Okay, so let's go to team number, who's in fifth place now, behind the Golden State Warriors. No, behind the Dallas Mavericks. Fifth place.
Utah Jazz is in fifth place with a record of 48 and 32.
48. And that means they're two wins behind the third place team, which has 50 wins. Okay, so they got 48 wins. How many losses did they have?
32
losses. Wow. Okay. And who was that team? I'm trying to keep up here. Golden State is
Utah Jazz.
Golden State is third, and the Dallas Mavericks are fourth, and the Utah Jazz is in fifth place. Okay. In the sixth place, who's in sixth place in the Western Conference?
In sixth place, the Denver Nuggets have 47 wins and 33 losses.
Sixth place, the Denver Nuggets with 47 wins. Wow. They're way behind the first place team, like 13, 14, 15, 16 games behind the first place team. Wow, they're way off. Okay, and who's the next team? The eighth place?
In seventh place are the Minnesota Timberwolves with a record of 45-35.
Okay. The Minnesota Timberwolves are in seventh place.
Right.
Is that what we said? Seventh place. Okay.
Right.
I got a slight distraction here. I heard a car pulling off. And I wanted to make sure they weren't running me over. Okay. So they're in seventh place. And what's their record?
45-35.
45 wins, 35 losses. And they're in seventh place.
That is correct.
In the Western Conference. Okay, who's in eighth place behind the Timberwolves, the Minnesota Timberwolves?
It's
eighth
the L.A.
place.
Clippers with a record of 40-40.
40-40? Oh, man. Okay, and they're in eighth place. And who's in ninth place?
New Orleans Pelicans with a record of 35-44.
35-44 in ninth place. Okay, and who's in 10th place?
The San Antonio Spurs with a record of 34 wins and 45 losses.
34 wins and 45 losses. Wow. That's the 10th place team. And you know what? I didn't hear the Los Angeles Lakers in that breakdown anywhere. Oh, man. Does that mean the Lakers won't make the playoffs in 2022? Well, I think that's what it's saying. How many games are left? Two games are left in the season, and the Lakers have to win all two games, and they still won't make it to the top six. So it looks like the Lakers won't play in the playoffs this year. They can say goodbye to LeBron James, because if he doesn't win this year, this is 4 years he's been in L.A., and that's 4 years they didn't win the national championship, the world championship. So I think they're going to get rid of LeBron. They're going to have to trade him for a bunch of money so they can get some better draft picks for next season. Okay, so that's the top 10 teams. Is the 11th team tied with number 10, or can we go ahead and move on to a commercial break?
In 11th place is the LA Lakers with a record of 31-48, so they're not tied with San Antonio Spurs. They are three games behind.
Oh. They're three games behind the Spurs, and the Lakers are running in the 11th position, and I don't think they have a chance to catch up with number 10, the San Antonio Spurs, So like I said, the Lakers are out of the playoffs for 2022. We can say goodbye to LeBron James, because if he doesn't win a championship for the Lakers this year, they're going to get rid of him. So I'm going to say goodbye, LeBron. It's been nice for you wearing the gold and blue, but now it's time for you to go elsewhere. We need to get paid now. So we got to get rid of LeBron in L.A., and we'll see what LeBron can do the next year in his contract, in his 18th year in the NBA. All right. Well, sorry, LeBron. You came to L.A., but you couldn't make it happen in the land of Hollywood. So now let's take a commercial break, and we can be back for more of the show in a minute. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair.
Come on now.
I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, because I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do.
Come on now.
They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show.
Come on now.
So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight.
Come on now.
Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson.
Come on now.
Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard.
Come on now.
I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30 minute TV show. Cause I'm G Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on now.
I'm G Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny. I make them laugh out loud.
Come on now.
So I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G Money.
Come on now.
I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
Come on now. Come on now. My comedy album is gonna be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps. And from beanies to hoodies, yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so that everybody can hear the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2020. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. Now, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Talk Radio Show, and we're talking about the playoff situation for the NBA. And we've gone through the Western Conference with the Phoenix Suns winning the conference with 63 wins and 17 losses. And now we're going to go through the Eastern Conference to see who's the first place team in the Eastern Conference. So, DJ Papa D, who's in first place in the Eastern Conference, and what's their record?
Miami Heat is in first place with a record of 52 wins and 28 losses.
52 and 28? Wow. They did a lot better than last year. They were number 11 in the countdown. So the Miami Heat is up there. They're leading the Eastern Conference with, what did you say, 52 wins and 28 losses?
Yep.
Wow. That's amazing. So they're nowhere close to the Western Conference. Phoenix Suns, they have 63 wins. So they're way ahead of the Eastern Conference teams. Okay, so who's team number two in the Eastern Conference? If the who's number one? Miami Heat was number one.
Right. Miami Heat is in first place. In second place, it's the Boston Celtics with 50 wins and 30 losses.
Wow. Boston Celtics are in second place this year. Wow. They were bringing up fifth place last year. So they've improved in their standing this year. That's very good. 50. How many? What's their record? 50 and 30.
50 and 30, right.
50 and 30. All right. Well, that's the Boston Celtics in second place. So who's in third place in the Eastern Conference?
Milwaukee Bucks with 49 wins and 30 losses.
Milwaukee Bucks, the defending NBA Finals champions from last year, is running in third place this year. And their record is, what's their record, 49 and 30? All right. And they're in third place in the Eastern Conference. Okay. Who's in fourth place in the Eastern Conference?
Philadelphia 76ers with a record of 49 and 30.
Oh, Philly is tied with the Milwaukee Bucks with the same record, 49 and 30. Okay. And their Philadelphia 76ers are in fourth place. Okay, who's in fifth place?
In fifth place, the Toronto Raptors with a record of 46 and 33.
The Toronto Raptors, 46 and 33 losses, and they're in fifth place. All right. All right. And the sixth place team.
In sixth place, Chicago Bulls with a record of 45 and 35.
Chicago Bulls in, did you say fifth place or sixth place?
Chicago Bulls are in sixth 45. Place.
Sixth place with 45 wins and 35 losses. And they're in sixth place, did you say? Sixth place.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And in the seventh place is who?
Cleveland Cavaliers with a record of 43 and 37.
Oh, Cleveland Cavaliers made the top 10 this year. Okay. But they're only in seventh place. They still got a long way to go to be the number one team in the East. So that's good. They're in the seventh place. Okay. And the eighth team in the Eastern Conference is?
Place, it's the Brooklyn Nets with a record of 42 and 38.
Okay. 42 and 38, the Brooklyn Nets are in eighth place. Whoa. And the ninth place team in the Eastern Conference.
In ninth place, it's the Atlanta Hawks with a record of 42-38.
All right. I think the Atlanta Hawks was in ninth place last year. So they're in the same position they were last year, and hopefully they'll get to play their way up the ladder like they did last year. But Atlanta Hawks are in the ninth place, so they're making the top 10 in the Eastern Conference again this year, and the 10th team in the Eastern Conference. Let me guess. The New York Knicks.
Nope, it's the Charlotte Hornets with the record of 40-39.
The Charlotte Hornets are number 10 spot with a record of 40-39. Wow. These teams are losing as many games as they're winning. That's not good. That means that their win-loss ratio is really low. So they need to improve their wins and get rid of some of their losses so they could have better percentages as they're playing in the playoffs. Okay, who's team number 11 in the Eastern Conference? Are they close?
Washington Wizards with a record of 35-45.
35-45. Well, what was the team number 10 in the Eastern Conference? What was their record? 34-46?
Nope. Charlotte Hornets have a record of 40-39.
40-39. Oh, okay. So they're a few games ahead of the 11th place team. So the 11th place team won't catch up. So that'll be Washington's downfall. They will not make it to the playoffs, to the play-in, in the end of this season. So the top 10 teams will be established in the Eastern Conference. And, man, that's amazing. DJ, just for my benefit, can you just go through the top 10 teams in the Eastern Conference again? Don't tell us the win-loss records. Just name the teams off so I can kind of get them situated in my mind so I can see who's doing what. The Miami Heat was number one, and where do we go from there? We went to Boston, was number two, and I can't think of who's number three. Milwaukee was number three, and Boston Celtics was number four, I think, and Philadelphia 76ers was number five, and what else do I see? I don't know. I'm lost after five. Who's six? On down.
So I'll just go over all of them. Number one, Miami Heat. Number two, Boston Celtics. Number three, Milwaukee Bucks. And fourth, the Philadelphia 76ers. Toronto Raptors are in fifth place. Sixth place, Chicago Bulls. Seventh place, Cleveland Cavaliers. Eighth place, Brooklyn Nets. Ninth place, Atlanta Hawks. And 10th place, Charlotte Hornets.
Wow. They got a whole new set of players playing in the Eastern Conference this year. Indiana didn't make it, and they were in the playoffs last year. The Washington Wizards didn't make it, and they were in the playoffs last year. The New Jersey Nets didn't make it, and they were in the playoffs last year. And the New York Knicks didn't make it, and they were in the playoffs last year. Wow. Oh, did I say it? Indiana didn't make it, and they were in the playoffs last year, too. So they got a whole new team representing the Eastern Conference this year. So I think last year the Eastern Conference Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA Finals. So now I think the finals are going to go to the West Coast. They're going to go to the Phoenix Suns, unless somebody can come up and play better than Phoenix. The Phoenix Suns have the best record in the NBA, and they look like they're en route to win the NBA Finals for this year. All right. Well, that's what we got. And the last four teams to play for the play-in playoffs is the last four teams of the Eastern Conference. Who are the last four teams, DJ?
So in the Eastern Conference, the last four teams are the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are in seventh place, Brooklyn Nets in eighth place, Atlanta Hawks in ninth place, and Charlotte Hornets, who are in tenth place.
Okay, the Brooklyn Nets did make the playoffs. They're number eight. Okay, so they were number five last year, so this year they dropped a boatload of points and ended up in eighth position. So now they got to win their way to play in the playoff. So they got to win. They got to beat the seventh place team, the the Cleveland Cavaliers. They got to beat them, and then they can be number eight in the playoffs. Wow, it's going to be an interesting year for the Eastern Conference. So that's what it looks like in the NBA for 2022. So now I think it's time for us to take another commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Kobe Bryant, guarded by Radonovich, just comes out to set a screen. Kobe around him. Ten on the shot clock. Kobe, starts. What a performance by Kobe Bryant, establishing a new NBA record. No one before had made as many as a dozen three-point shots in a single contest. That is now the NBA record.
Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. The most dangerous snake, the most dangerous snake on the planet. On the planet. Kobe Bryant, the most dangerous player on the court. On the court. NBA's best. He scores all the time. He scores from the three-point line. Yeah. He passed to Shaq, and Shaq passed to Dak. He scores from three. Yeah. It was always up to Kobe to come back and score. And he did with flair, and he did much more. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. The man that you feared did all he could do to make the Lakers the best in the West. the man that you feared was the best on the court. He could drive to the hole, and he could score. Kobe Bryant passed to Shaq, and Shaq dunked the ball, and he told all. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. He said, give it to me, and I'll pass it back. Give it to me, and I'll pass it back. And Kobe scored with a pack. Yes, Kobe scored with a pack. Kobe and Shaq, the unstoppable team, great together. And Kobe was mean. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, he would get the ball and he would drive to the hole. He was unstoppable. He was unstoppable. And he could dunk. He dunked on Wade. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, great player that everybody feared. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, he won 5 championships just in the year. Most valuable player 8 years. Defensive player of the year 7 years. The All-Star team for 18 years. In the NBA for 21 years. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, is the man that you know. We will miss you very much. Sorry you had to go. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, the Lakers All-Star guard. We'll miss you, Kobe. We'll miss you. God bless you. I'm G Money, a Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm wishing Kobe's family the best. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. Yes, welcome, everybody, to Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. All right. Well, I want to give a shout out to everybody that's having a birthday today. Today is April 8th. Is it? April 8th, 2022. So, DJ Papa D, do we have a shout out for all of the fans and the followers of my radio show that we can give a shout out to today?
Yes, we can.
Month of April. So I know I probably got the date wrong, but it's month of April. I'm in the right month, so I'm close. All right.
That is correct. So today is April 7, 2022, and here are the birthdays. Happy birthday to Lakeisha M. Jett, who looks like she has a whole lot of pink and green. Happy birthday to Lisa M. Lopez, who I see a whole lot of blue. Chanel Chi-Chi McVirtuousness 1, happy birthday. Nikki Del Hierro, 38 years old today, looking like Sigma Gamma Rho. Ormondo Collins has a birthday today. Bertie Kauser has a birthday today. Philip R. Ward Sr. has a birthday. Harold A. Lawson. Tiffany J.T., wearing her blue and white, has a birthday today. Moulton is 51 years old today. Miss Camila K. Wilson has a birthday today. Dr. Lori D. Banks. Sherry Dozier has a birthday today. Mr. Norman Huntsman has a birthday today. Mr. Lewis H. Marine has a birthday. And last but not least, Miss Ann Kao has a birthday today. Happy birthday to everyone on April 7th, 2022.
Woo! Is Ann Kao your classmate, DJ Papa Z?
Yeah, from a long, long, long time ago.
Yeah, back in the grade school days. All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, April 7th, 2022. And today is your special day. So I hope you get all the blessings that God can bless you with and all of the guidance that Jesus Christ will give you on your path to successful life and everlasting glory in your world as you proceed to earn your rights to heavenly glory. I want to say happy birthday to you. May you get some today, you know, for your birthday. I mean, you know, get some cake or some ice cream or some pie or something because it's your birthday. And I hope they give you much love from the ones that love you in your world. They give you love and attention on today, with today being your birthday. So happy birthday to everybody now and forever and evermore. And I'd like to sing you a happy birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, y'all, on everybody that's born today, April 7th, 2022. God bless me. Thank you very much. Happy birthday to you. And may you receive all the blessings that God can give you on your special day. Because today is your special day. And may you receive all the benefits that are coming your way for now and forever. And before we blast off, let's play a song from my music catalog, Old School Flow. Let's play it for the entertainment of everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. I'm G Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, pick five all day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue side, blue stepping crew. I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and then the desert hurt. The camp blew up like a battlefield nurse. I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double date with Chrissy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Faire.
Girls in my neighborhood French braid my hair. I'm the money and I'm swinging on the swing like a gangster on the run. I'm like a street king. I'm the money and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. 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 I'm the money and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm the money and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now. 6-5 all day. I'm G Money, the pimp comes. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Tomorrow, I say, DJ, let's pray so that we can get rid of this virus and all of the death and dying in the Russian and Ukraine war, and we can stop all of the hate and the prejudice in the world. So let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus. the ones that have the virus or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus. But they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.